Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
I am a little disappointed, Cherie, that we didn't tackle the big story this morning, and that is that the votes have just been released for the very prestigious Australian Bird of the Year for 2017.
Yeah, I admitted that in protest because I don't agree with the results.
We'll get to the results in a minute. This is a runaway victory here, by the way.
Right. So we wanted to know who was the Australian Bird of the Year.
Yes. This has been organised by BirdLife Australia.
Oh,
and you could vote for, I think there were 51 finalists.
Yeah.
And you could vote for such birds as the whistling kite, the Australian bustard.
Right.
That's bustard, I said with a U. The spur-winged plover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The gang-gang cockatoo. The kookaburra, the galah, the wedge-tailed eagle, they're all there. Yeah. The zebra finch. The gannet.
The gannet,
Yeah, go on. Tell us what one.
It's a much underrated bird, the gannet. The crested
pigeon. So what were they, before you tell us who
the
actually...
The eastern whip bird.
Before you tell us who actually won, what was the criteria? What did we
you had to be a bird. And you had to be nominated.
Feathers? Hollow bones?
But was there world peace or something that you had to contribute to?
No.
Or
do you know what the winner was? Out of all these birds with all these beautiful names, the grey butcher bird and the crimson rosella and the short-tailed mutton bird and the sulphur-crested cockatoo and not to mention the magpie goose. The winner was, a massive, hang on, here's the number 19,926 votes.
Wow.
The winner was the magpie.
Really? The magpie?
The bloody magpie!
How did that win?
I don't know.
Hey, magpies don't win anything.
Yeah, so the magpie voted the Australian Bird of the Year.
Hey, I get that bloody thing drug tested.
No wonder you didn't cover it, Cherie. The biggest story is why?
That's right.
It's who was the coach of Manly? Who was the that needs to be an investigation. Tuvey, that needs to be an investigation.
Yeah. No, even second place, the bin chicken, the white ibis, got second place.
Did you get a vote in this?
Sure. Well, no.
Potty? Did you vote in this?
No, I didn't. The magazine?
Australian BirdLife.
Yeah, I don't have a subscription.
I voted.
I'm not an avid reader.
I voted for Al McPherson. But...
Paul Kelly, I've done all the dumb things. And that's especially for those people who might have misbehaved at the work Christmas party on Saturday night and have got to do the Monday morning walk of shame into the office today.
You know, the thing with social media is that the things that you did over the weekend that you can't remember you did will be on social media Monday morning.
Yes.
Yeah, you did do that. No, I didn't. Look, here's the footage to prove that you did.
I told the boss to what? Speaking of dumb things at 21 to 8.
Yeah,
very interesting story here that we've gone and discovered a little bit more about this morning because we couldn't quite believe it, but apparently it is true.
Right,
there is a woman in England whose name is Amanda Liberty, and she has just become engaged to. Now wait for this.
Yeah.
She's just become engaged to a chandelier. Yes, a
chandelier. No. How do you
And she sleeps with this thing. Oh, look, it's a weird story from Moore Inside Edition.
This woman is engaged to her chandelier. Seriously, she has a ring to prove it.
Just like anybody who falls in love with somebody else, they want to be close to them. And so I enjoy being close to my chandeliers.
33-year-old Amanda Liberty owns more than 24 fancy light fixtures.
I've admired them for years. I've loved the way that they've looked. I've loved the way that the light catches on the little crystals. And I've just loved them in general. I think they're beautiful things.
The chandelier that stole her heart is named Lumiere, after the candelabra in Beauty and the Beast.
This is Lumiere.
Enchanté, chérie.
But But since she explains she's in an open relationship with the chandeliers, she sleeps cuddled up next to a different one each night. Amanda realizes she's unique and is proud of her story.
I think it's good in the world to have a bit of variety and have different types of people. If we were all the same, the world would be a really boring place.
This is InsideEdition.com.
You're joking.
So she's got a thing for chandeliers, is engaged to one of the chandeliers, Lumiere.
But she's got other chandeliers.
But she's got...
And she sleeps with a different chandelier
goes,
every night.
I've got an open relationship with my chandelier. Please.
Jeez, hey, what a freak. What a freak. And this is, she's married, so she's got the paperwork. Does the chandelier have to sign the paperwork as well?
The chandelier has been disassembled for the chandelier's safety.
Yeah. So, because the chandelier goes to bed with her, like you don't want the chandelier lit up your blankets.
No,
do you?
Yeah. Oh, please, please.
What's her name?
Amanda.
Amanda. Lights on, but no one's home.
And good morning to Lumiere and the other the Anders chandelier. That this is the one that she sees on the side. Yeah. it's called Jewel.
Freako. Jewel is a nightlight, is it?
Oh, righto.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.